Today's April 19th. Pastor is saying to us, keep bearing fruits. Our opening scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16 of the Contemporary English Version. You did not choose me, I chose you and sent you out to produce fruit, the kind of fruit that will last. Then my Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. Isn't it wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus chose and ordained you to produce abiding fruits, results that stand the test of time? Whatever you do is expected to succeed and abide. The Bible tells us about Joseph, who was brought into the house of Potiphar as a slave. However, because the Lord was with him, everything he did prospered. When his master, Potiphar, saw this, he promptly made Joseph the overseer of his house. Potiphar recognized that Joseph was blessed to produce lasting results. The grace of God is on your life to produce excellence in everything you do. Become conscious of this. Whatever you are required to do should be a success because you are a child of God and you are fashioned for good works. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we shall walk in them." Keep bearing fruits. Keep winning. Remain effective. Wherever you find yourself, make a difference. Joseph's excellence wasn't discovered when he became the boss. It was discovered while he was a slave. He only became the boss because of his effectiveness. Thanks be unto God. The Spirit of God in you makes you an effective and efficient person. Read what the Bible says in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 of the Amplified Classic. "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Psalm chapter 1 verse 3 also gives a vivid description of your ever fruitful and ever productive life in Christ. It says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the inherent ability in me to be effective and efficient in all that I do, producing lasting and extraordinary results. You've equipped and ordained me for a fruitful and productive life. I'm effective in the ministry of reconciliation and every other area of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5 of the Amplified Classic, Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 of the Passion Translation, and John chapter 15, verse 16. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 17, verses 20 to chapter 18, verses 1 to 14, and 1 Samuel chapters 8 to 10. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 21, and Psalm chapter 119, verses 161 to 176.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.